From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a reporter's harrowing account of swimming through a tsunami. First, the lead, which is the series of devastating waves that ran ashore all around the perimeter of the Indian Ocean yesterday after a huge earthquake at sea. As many as 22,000 people are dead. Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Thailand, and India are hardest hit. Sabine Renz is the head of Doctors Without Borders mission in Jakarta, Indonesia. Sabine Renz, what are the most pressing problems now?
Well, for the moment, one of the big challenges in Indonesia is to gather more information on what is going on in the province of Aceh, as communication has completely broken down with Banda Aceh. So information is quite scarce.
Banda Aceh is the city that is in the most northwest part of the Indonesian archipelago, and it's closest to the center of this earthquake, which was in the northwest part of Indonesia.
That's right, yes.
And when did you lose contact with Banda Aceh?
We've lost contact since the earthquake, since Sunday morning. It has not been possible to talk to people on normal landlines or on the cellular phones. So for the moment, what we are trying to do is we are going to go up to Banda Aceh to discuss with the authorities there and to start operations as soon as possible, which should be in a couple of days.
People must be concerned that there will be more of these tsunamis.
Well, the tsunamis will depend on the aftershocks, but of course, yes, people must be very concerned. But for the moment, I think the big thing is to get to reach these people and to bring them immediate assistance. Some figures, which I cannot confirm, but some figures that are now being shared are about 50,000 displaced people. This would, of course, bring quite a bad humanitarian situation as people will start living outside, are going away from their homes, etc. But people are afraid of staying on the coastal areas because of the tsunamis.
Are you saying 50,000 people homeless in Indonesia?
It seems, yes, in the province of Aceh. The population around the coastal areas of Banda Aceh, those are the most densely populated areas, so it would make sense that people are leaving the shores to go more inland.
How are you going to get in there?
We're going to fly. So we're going to fly from Jakarta all the way to Banda Aceh. Mainly we are going to have an intervention in the medical field and also in water and sanitation area. As usually after an earthquake, the underground water moves and sometimes gets also contaminated and so not usable.
Sabine Renz, head of Doctors Without Borders mission in Jakarta, Indonesia. Sabine, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.